What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Big series right before the All-Star break, trying to keep the momentum going. We were talking with Eisenberg about the Mets and his ties to that organization just as a fan, as a kid and everything. But this is a Mets team that, yeah, it's kind of cool. The Hosmer bobblehead and, you know, a little jab, if you will, back to the World Series from 10 years ago, as that's been part of the celebration throughout much of this baseball season in Kansas City. And the Mets had a doubleheader yesterday, and they had played two games. They lost both to the Baltimore Orioles. The Royals, of course, got to enjoy the day off and everything. So in that realm, you would say, oh, that's a nice setup. But pitching wise, I think we're gonna really find out. Has the offense found something here with Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny again? Because they're gonna face one of the better pitchers in all of baseball tonight and throughout the series. I mean, the Mets are a very good team. There are now after yesterday, a game and a half, two games out of first place in the National League East.
Yeah, they are, and obviously they've been one of the better teams in the National League during that stretch. But this series, and I'm not saying the series after the All-Star break isn't big either. I imagine we'll be having a similar conversation next Friday as they get out of the All-Star break, depending on what happens here. But I really think, based on how hard they've had to crawl their way back, I would have taken 4-2 on the homestand going into the All-Star break to stabilize things. Everyone would have taken that. But because you've already swept, 4-2 feels like I'm selling them short. It feels like a series you got to find a way to win because of the ground you still have to make up. So the Mariners, they've actually fallen out of a wild card spot. So you're only 2.5 games back of them. But because the Red Sox, you're not the only team who can win games in a row. You've won 4 games in a row and 6 out of 7. Well, the Boston Red Sox are the team who currently hold the last wild card spot. Do you know why? Because they've won 7 games in a row. You're not going to be able to let off the gas just because your team's hot. And because, yeah, you got Senga tonight, you're probably a guy who's 7-3 with a 1.47 ERA.
Yeah, he's been awesome.
You're up against the guy with the lowest ERA, I think, in the National League this year. This will be a telling one tonight. And I don't care tonight because I don't care if you win 1-0, 2-1.
Well, yeah.
This can be the one where, like, I feel slightly worse about the offense again. I'll take my lumps against him in particular. But if you win this one tonight and then it feels like you just got to get 1-2 against the series, That's when I'll start feeling like the momentum is shifting on the season again. You take 2 out of 3 this weekend, you can all take a breath, relax, All-Star break, and then like the real fight starts next Monday.
Yeah, I think we've said it a few times that it's this weekend to kind of prove a little bit about the offense having some standing again. And then you take a break, and does that offense carry through the break? So that first series, I think they're playing the Marlins maybe next Friday.
Yep.
I think it is.
So bad.
So does that offense show up again next Friday? And if it does, then you will get me to start believing. Otherwise, I'm not going to just switch because, like, literally 6 days ago, I said, hey, they needed to take 3 or 4 from the Mariners, just looking at the standings and everything, and they didn't. One hot week does not change everything. The great news is if you can parlay the 1 week and suddenly we're talking about it for a 14 or 17 day stretch, well then, yeah, then I would start to believe at that point. Also, then at that point, it'd be like, all right, well, then who's the bat? Not a rental still, but who's the bat that you're going to add to this mix? Because I still don't think, and I don't think you do either, despite how they're playing, even if this continues another 10 days offensively, they still don't have enough in the lineup that I think it would carry into August and September. They need to add another bat at that point, even if the offense gets going.
The report at The Athletic today, Katie Wu and I think a different Athletic reporter were talking about rumors around each team. The rumor today from one group of reporters over The Athletic was they're not going to be as big of buyers as they were last year, but their current target is still an outfield bat.
Well, that's fair.
But I think of like probably lower caliber than you're hoping for, right? Like it doesn't sound like they're going to be like, let's go get the biggest outfield bat on the market. And then they're going to dip their toe in the market of the outfield. Now that's a current rumor in that. And I think they do want control in the things that we've talked about.
I think
about
if you ask
that,
more, but, you I know, think if you polled fans,
that's about what they'd want, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, I think when we brought up Brian Reynolds in the article earlier in the week, I think there's a lot of fans that don't want them to take on $80 million for a Brian Reynolds type. So if you told them that you trade away a Lugo or a Lorenzen, you bring back some guys with control that can help you this year and beyond, and you make one other move that is a bat that has maybe another year of control or something, that would be appetizing, I think, to some fans versus committing five more years and $80 million and a prospect for a Brian Reynolds type.
For what it's worth, that current article also stated they do not currently have a strong appetite to hurt their depth at starting pitching in the major league level.
Yeah, I think that, but also you should never declare that. You never declare that publicly anyway. Yeah, we're willing to trade Seth Lugo. Nobody's ever going to say that publicly.
No, I know. I'm just tossing out from the rest of the reporting from what I read, kind of how they say, but yeah, again, that's what I would tell my team. And I would certainly, this is what I kind of love this about baseball and the way the trade deadline works in baseball specifically, which is where the Royals right now is really the most fun place to be from a fan's perspective. And the most interesting place to be, hold on, and the most interesting place, well, no, I'd rather they be 40 games up, but it's one of the more interesting ways to view the team. Because right now, if you're the Royals players, it's very simple. You want better players in order to win games? Make us buy. Force our hand. Make our decision for us. Because in the end, a lot of the front office decisions are based on what the players force them to do over the next couple weeks. Win five more games in a row, and we're probably having a completely different conversation. Now, there's only three games left in this series before the All-Star break, but you get my point. Like, those things outside of it. Yes, I would rather be in the Tigers' position, I guess. That's probably more fun. And, look, the fact that the Mets series this weekend is going to remind me that 10 years ago, the Royals won the World Series, and the amount of small market teams who even get to a World Series, let alone win one, is very, very rare. So I'm still going to appreciate that one from 10 years ago. What I had told you in this recent run for the Royals I was looking for was consistent, competitive baseball. It's got to go to the playoffs too, but consistent, competitive baseball. Last year they were a playoff team. They are a competitive baseball team this year. Now it's just a matter of can they close the gap in order to make the playoffs again and not just be competitive. They're not, you know, because they didn't play themselves out of it this year, thankfully, but, you know, there's still a lot left to do.
I hear you were like, yeah, you want the team to perform well to force them to go and be buyers, but I would disagree. I actually don't. I think this is actually somewhat of a bad spot to be in as fans. Your team is hovering barely around 500 and you're in no man's land. I would argue this is kind of the worst spot to be in.
As a general manager, it's very tough, but as a player, you have a right to choose the
as
path
a player,
of the
sure.
Yeah.
But as I'm talking as a fan base, this is a bad spot. You're in this like in out. What
every year?
This is not actually where I would want to be as
it's
a fan
weird.
Base.
I take it for 5 years just based on what 5 years in a row typically looks like as a Royals fan. If you told me they were 81-81 for 5 straight years, by the end of the 5 years, I'd probably get tired of it. Yeah. But I remember the dark times. Sometimes stabilizing is good. Now, obviously, rooting for a lot more against the Mets this weekend.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.